Okay, we are continuing in Siman Samach Aleph, and we are up to Sif Chav Gimel, trying to catch up a little bit. A few simanim behind, we've been speaking about the diktuk, the dikonos, how careful a person needs to be when they say Kriya Shema. And we saw yesterday that these dinim actually apply after Pesukah Dizimru, but Tefillah Tzarech L'Daktik B'Kach. One needs to be mindful of these things even during Pesukah Dizimra and in Tefillah. And as the Mishnah Berurah said, well, he is here Al Kriya Shema El Mishum Shemesur Lako. So in Siman Chav Gimel we say Tzarech L'Daktik Shalei Yirapei Chazak V'Lei Chazik Harafa. So you need to be mindful, is there a dogish in the letter, or is there not a dogish in the letter? I mean, some words, some letters we know how to pronounce with a dogish, some letters we Ashkenazim certainly don't have to pronounce, you know, a dalad with a dogish, a dalad without a dogish, and so on. But let's say a taf and a saf, according to our minhag, and so on. V'leyaniach hanod v'leyanid hanach. So one needs to be careful with a shvanah and a shvanach. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Vav Hanach Shva Anechtefes Nikreis Nach, meaning there's no major pronunciation, it's resting, so to speak. Again, B'Sefer Teva Ebehem Teva Ba'achat Tenua Katana, if it comes after a small Tenua, which we'll see in a minute, to Shva Nod or Na. Some refer to it Nikris Hanis Ne'as, it's a moving one, like again Beresha Teva, like Bereshis Sefarim. You pronounce the Shva a little bit more, it's a longer pronunciation. Ibem Teva Haba Achad Tznua Gedoila, if it comes after a Tznua Gedoila, V'Simon Tznua Gedoila Pi Tu Chei Chaisam. Those sounds, Rakachira Kashiyesh Yud Etzla Nikris Tznua Gedoila, Kashiyesh Yud Etzla Nikris Tznua Katana. So meaning it's specifically P, where it's a chirik plus a yud. That's called a tznua gedola. So if you'd have a letter with a shva after a chirik gedola, or after a cholam, and so on, and some say dafka after cholam mali, like this example of chesam, then you would the following shva would be a shva no. Good. Chavdalet Tzarech Likreis Kriya Shema B'Tamim Kamei Shehim B'Teira. You should lay in Shema with the trop. Hago Avoli Nogigin M'Mdina Seilu Mikol Mokim Amadak Yimachmirim B'Kach. So the Rama says the standard minig is not to, but certainly one should if one wants to be medactic. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kain Amlei Nogu Kain Ach Kishet Tzarech Lizar Lifsik. So in other words, there's certainly a mila to lay it with the tamim, because this way you'll stop by the asnachta, and you will arrange and present the words in an intelligible manner, in the way that they were meant to be understood. So even if you're not going to do it with a tamim, but at least make sure you kind of stop and pause where the comma should be, and so on. It shouldn't be run on sentences. And if you continue over one safe pasuk into something else, it can have opposite meanings, and so on. So that person should be careful with. So, if you don't know how to lane, and you're going to break your head to try and get the tamim right, then that's going to detract from your kavana. But if a person knows how to lane, then it's certainly a mila to do so. So you should touch and move slightly. So he says he doesn't say that you need to kiss the tzitzis. Curiously, it just says yemashmesh b'shtei tzitzis shilafanav. Ein lel simen chav dalad sif dalad. Also, it's an interesting dik. He says you should be mashmesh with the two tzitzis, not the four. not the four. So that there are different minhagim as to whether or not you hold all four. Many siddurim it says you should gather all four tzitzis. So certainly, possibly the most people do that. But there's also a day which says only two, because in ikra din you're supposed to have shtei tzitzis lefanav v'shtayim la'achrav kadei she'imisu rovin b'mitzvus. We mentioned before that the Shulchan Aruch said previously, at what age do you start to be mechanech a child in tzitzis? When they're able to wear the beged properly, shtei tzitzis lefanav v'shtayim la'achrav. That seems to be a very important. That was the minhag of the goyin, from what I recall, that he would only hold two. Says the Mishnah Bura, we mentioned previously in Simon Chaf Hey that those people who put, if you put your tefillin on before you say Brachas HaShachar, so we mentioned before about being the mashmish when you say Eitei Yisrael B'Sif Ara and so on. There's an interesting Hara here, B'Shem Shlomo Zalman in 28, three paragraphs in. Let's say your hand happens to be you're touching your cup when you're about to say the pasuk. So do we say Madrin la mitzvahs and you should touch your shel reish first, or kind of move away from the possibility of touching my shel reish to go? So it says like this. Ava vision ekadin yesh la hakdim la mashmish b'tefillin shel reish. So really that should take precedence. Don't do that b'tzibur. Someone will look next to you and say, oh, I see this is what the Eilam does over here. He's supposed to touch your head first. But he says afterwards, Yitaka should do that. Like that. That's the way the Shlomo Zalman says. Roish yad roish. As if your hand happened to be by the roish, so in order to, not to go against the same mavir, you would do the roish and then the yad and then the roish. He also quotes a Beis Yosef b'shem the Rivash, that even though we say uchsavtem al mezuzah is b'isecha, you don't need to leave and go to the mezuzah. And so on, it's only that which is on you. Okay, Chavov, Yejnegim Likres Kreshma Bakur Ram, Yejnegim Likres Balachash, Hagom, Mikhom Makim Yemru, Pasik Region Bakur Ram, as we learned previously, Vachinagim, says the Mishvah Yejnegim, the Indianim Yates of the Kreshma Aviday Acher, Shechavan Lahit Sioi. So can a person just keep quiet and someone else will be Maitzi, Amayan Mangan Avram, Primakadim, Ray, Vachrinim, Savrim, the yeds of Bizam, Ikra Din, we say Shema Kaina. You have been yed, so we hear from someone else. I'm going to Ram, Prima Gadim. I'm sorry. The Adiv Zemi, hear her. And it's certainly better than hear her. To hear a lot, Kadibra Dami. Certainly, the Gemara speaks, and the Gemara Bracha speaks about at the time of Takanas Ezra, they were in the sack, and the Ezra said that he asked if I'll carry in Dibre Torah and in Tefillah and so on. There it speaks about being Maharer Balibai, and there the Gemara gets into the sugya. Do we say here is Kedibur? Is it Lav Kedibur? Lamais, we come out the here is Lav Kedibur. Mashing Yibizeh, the Shemek Oina, here Me'ikra Din. We would say Shemek Oina. Because of Allah, because of Allah, because of Allah, because of Allah, it's only to understand the Lashon. Tafilah B'Lashon HaKedesh. So in Lashon HaKodesh there would be a requirement for the Shemaya to understand. Ayin Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph. There there's a discussion about Birkas HaMazon. Do we say that if a person doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, you nevertheless are Yotzei? But here we're saying for the Shemaya to be Yotzei with the Shemaya Kaina, he needs to understand. Then we have this requirement. Now we've seen this a few times, that there's a mile if you have a tzibor. If you have a tzibor and then you're saying something for the tzibor, then it's easier to be mitzi the tzibor because there's a tzibor of a tzibor. Or I'm being mitzi the tzibor. But if it's just one being mitzi one, sometimes we say there's more requirements for the one who wants to be Yetzer from the other one. Good. Simon Zamach Beis Mishlei Yidei Lishlei Dikdik B'Krishma Oilei Hishmiel La'oznei Avo Bisha Mitzvah La'dakdik B'Eisiyei Sehar, like we learned in the previous Simon Kerov Olei Dikdik B'Hen Yotzev. If you said Shema without Dikduk, you are Yotzev, says the Mishnah. Ach am ein ha'inyan shlei hisra tevis v'oisis. I mean, if you don't pronounce the words, and so you skip out words, Shabbavad Yotzev, well, Inyan lay dictic, who shall not in Rebach bein Hadrekim? Oy shall hitis, Hazayin shall tis keru, the Hadema. So we mentioned all different types of things. We said, Al Livavecha, and so on. You're supposed to make a Rebach, and these types of things we're referring to. Yokanal Basimin, Samach Aleph. And so on. It says over here in footnote 1, it says, if you say Al-Lavavecha like that, and it sounds like it's one long word, Al-Lavavecha, as opposed to Al-Lavavecha, why taka are you Yetzel? The teacher came into Nashim Regil Madabrakach, Zeh Nechshav Leloshen. That now is considered to be, in other words, there's two ways of saying al-levavecha. One is al-levavecha, and one is al-levavecha. So it's like a slang, so it becomes a loshen. And as we're going to see in the next sif, that you can say Kriya Shema in any language, so this is legara, this is no worse than other languages. Now there was an echshav loshen, v'arei mutalikra Kriya Shema b'chal loshen, and so on, v'aytirit, Shanutaylam Shle Kara de Mehiris Kolkach Adshehser Oisis. Aval in the Emis Krab Mehiris Layotza. Gave in Sheikh Salamat. So another thing which Moshe says is it could be if a person says Alabavecha, if you would record the person and slow it down to half speed, you would actually hear Alabavecha. It's just because it said so quickly, it sounds like often, you know, sometimes you have a Balkera who lanes very, very quickly. Sometimes you don't know, should you correct him or not? Like, you're not even sure if, you know, you're just not sure what you heard because it was said so quickly. It could be it was okay.
It's too late.
Well, I mean, it's too late. And, you know, before you know it, he's in Baishvi and you're still picking up the pieces. So, the second answer, Ramesh. Good. We said, Yatsam, the Komag Mizam, Ma'oi, Vilachatak, Bezem, Isa Bashas, and Medaktik, Behen, Sechari, Shemetzanin, Legehenim. Philly play an incredible schar that they cool down the fires of Gehenim. Shehu mida kineged mida shema'achashum oirer atzmi bizeh umimies chumoy hativi. Meaning a person naturally wants to go quickly. He wants to race through it. You know, he's excited. He wants to race through it. Slow down, calm. And he's menia. And the chumat tivi ladakbi ba'is yoyis. So, incredible schar. So one is able to say Kriya Shema in all languages. This the Sigin Mesechus Seita about Eilu Ne'amarim B'chol Lashon. It mentions Parsha Seita, which has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. And from there it gets to all the various things, but Samaz and Kriya Shema and so on, Tefillah. So we pass the Yachal Likreis of the Chol of Lashon. You can say Kriya Shema in any language. V'yizarim edivri shibush shibayisi Lashon v'yidaktik bay kimei b'lashon HaKodesh. You're going to say it in French, you're going to say it in English, and make sure you say it in the Queen's English, or the King's English, and make sure you say it in with the requisite dictum. Says the Mishnah Bura, b'chol Lashon v'davke shemivin b'yisi HaLashon. So you want to say Kriya Shema in Chinese, you need to understand Chinese. V'huadin b'tfila birkas amazim u'bekiddush u'birkas amitzus v'haperis v'halal. Then you can say it in these foreign languages, but you need to understand. Chol zimitzad adin avul amitzum in amumchahu davka bilshin hakodesh. The best thing is in lashon hakodesh. He says over here in the footnote 3, two lines down, the reason why is Shalosh Nakodesh Yesh Baskulais Rabbis Mikol Alashenes Via Lashon Shakadish Bochum Medabrabah Im Neviyav Kemesh Kosav Ramban The Chazal Amru Shabalashna Kodesh Nivra Ha'olam. So when you're saying a Balashna Kodesh, you're saying the real thing with the real Kavana. Any translation by definition is going to be limited. Ken Gazvabach in Kuf Tzadigim Alayim Mesifri Achreinim De Biyameinu Ach Mitzad Adin Yeish Lizor Yishol Dikreisu Balashna Acher. So the Achreinim say a very interesting Kodesh. Nowadays a person needs to be that much more machmir to say it in Lashna Kodesh. We simply don't know how to translate. One is simply to learn. The echad lashon chidud, sharpness, like from the word shein, like a tooth. Words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Shemishalch adam davar. Al tegam gim b'teimalei. A person asks you a question, don't mumble. And they only then give the answer.
You don't know it in Lashon HaKodesh either. It's a chilek.
You don't know it in Lashon HaKodesh, but at least you're saying the thing which you're supposed to say. But if you try and translate Vishnantam into English, it's nishtay nishtayar. At least I've said Vishnantam, whatever it means, but I've said Vishnantam. What the Gemara says is like made up in different languages, Afriki and other ones. The Chadeima Avol Kisha Anu Kirin Shma Balash Nakedish V'chem Betfila Berkas Hamazon Kedish Shabrachas Avira Meinem Even Alash Niyotza V'zeinem Matzi Shvein Yisrael LaYed Bira Pasuk Rishon Shvekriyish Mavla Shakavana Bei Leikuva. So we said only the first pasuk, the Tait Shverter is Leikuva only in Shma Yisrael, the very first pasuk, and he says it, you'll be hard pressed to find someone who doesn't know that, which causes him some of Gimel, Sifdalet.
Even with the first pasuk, you only have to understand the concept, you don't have to understand Mila bin Mila in English.
Well, the first pasuk, you do need to understand Mila bin Mila. We said, I think there was a day which says it could be enough if you understand that you're being Makabal or Malchus Shemayim. We didn't say there was such a day which said that. But we did say, certainly according to many, you are supposed to understand that the words, what the words mean in the first pasuk. Good. Gimel. Tzarech lahashmiel ozni masha beitzi b'fiv. One, it's got to be audible. You need to say shmiel kriyashman away, which is audible. V'mlei shmiel oznai yotza. V'vaj yitz b'sfasav. So you may not scan the words. Scanning the words doesn't work. You have to say the words. Even if you say the words in a way which is not audible, you are yotza. Says the Mishnah, tzarech. Zarech midrabanan b'das harayved huva b'chadush harash b'dehum midyaraisel nachatchila. So a person certainly should try to say Kriyat Shema in a way which is audible. Lashmir la'aznoi b'Kriyat Shema v'adin b'birchiseha. Look at the come on in Reishvav Siv Gimel. And he says over here, number four, he says, Af Bamir is Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus, say that we said you're supposed to say B'chashoy, like we learned yesterday, you're supposed to say it quietly. The Kaf Chaim says, Mikol Makim Tzach Lashmi El Oznov, Ela Shlo Yemene B'kol, Hishar Kriya Shema, so it still shouldn't be, it should be a whisper, but a whisper that you yourself can hear. That's what we said. Now we said that, Ubovad, that you actually are Yoytzi Bisfasov. It's got to be the Yoyetze Bisfasav. Ubavad. Avalin Hirer, Beliba, Layotze, the common Hirer, Lad, Kedibur, Dambi. So we said, you cannot just think about it, you need to actually say it. He points it over here, number five, because Shaker Bisfasav, Af Im Ein Kol Yoyetze Bathiv. So you are moving your lips, but you're actually not producing any sound. So Shlomo Zalman said, "Nechshav ledibur mamish, achas shahitzi b'sfasav," which is interesting. You might have thought there has to be some sound which comes out. If you look at the Bir Halacha over here on the word "im leishmir laozna yotza," he says, "Afilu lekriyashma your yotza." The Kol Shigim b'shay mitzvus k'dis brachas tezvav chen pasuk kol apeskim utzmir rabba alashay tshuv b'yakiyesef לכמן שציק בשם ספר חרדים, דרי פסקים סייבן דם לא ישמיל, אז נה לא יוצא, ונגד גמר מפורש, שהוא לא יוצא, ואולי כוונה שאת לא יוצא, מצל מן המובחר, maybe it means to say, you're not yet, and לך תחיל away, the blocks, because there's a riff shelter, of shelters, seem while there, they write to say, שנה, השמיל אז נך, and so on, וצרח אין, צרח אין, and those sheeters which say, that you are not yet, so again, there are shittas which say you're not yotze, you have to make sure it's audible. Now, assuming you want to be a machmir for the shittas which say it's got to be audible, you want to be a lechatchila tekiyid, you want to do it. You want to make sure it's audible. Let's say you're in a packed base medrash, and there's 300 people davening, you know, at the top of their lungs. It's too loud. I can't hear myself. Can't hear myself think. So he says over here, number six. Interesting. Kshish rash chazak, shiriyachal lishmer bekalas esatzma. It's very difficult to hear yourself. Histapik the kafachayim, shem seve chesed lalafim. I'm tzarich lagbia koiloy sheyishmu aznav. Ish is a geder b'shir hadibur sheyachal lishmer iluloy hayarash. So is it a din that had there not been a screaming room, I would totally hear myself. So that is considered to be loud enough that I've said it in a good, normal way. Or do I practically, lamaisa, need to hear myself? He quotes from Shlomo Zalman, Rav Vosner, who said, She'ein tzach lachash lezeh elayim ru b'koil ragil. You just say it in a normal way. And so on, that is good enough. It doesn't, you don't have to scream and shout and so on. There was another interesting bir halacha. Maybe we'll just finish with this. If you just go back to the previous page, and there's one bir halacha on the page, it's kind of like a little bit more than halfway down in the bir halacha. The first word in the line is kosavti, and we're going to start with says vada. If you see that, there's a full stop in mine. Vada oy denir libevshitas. The oisin dvarim hanemarim b'chaloshin, who dafkim anshi oisin medina medabrim kach. You want to be yotze kriyashma in Chinese, because you speak a fluent Chinese. And we said, as long as you understand the language, you can be yotze. Says the Be'alach, it's a devar poshet, that it's only if you're in a place where they speak that foreign language. Avlim anshi ha-medina einim yechilin ledabr ze'aloshin v'rak hu. In China, no one understands it. Very nice. But Lashon HaKodesh is the only real Lashon in the world. And so on. But Shar Lashonis is just a haskama shall call Uma v'Uma. Like the Rishonim say, Masechus Nedarim. So you need the mila of the place where you are in right now that they speak that to kind of give something which is not be'etzim aloshin into a terrorist in loshin. So you're going to go to Afghanistan and speak Latin, and they didn't speak Latin in Afghanistan. That's not going to work. that's what the Be'alacha says. I seem to recall. Yeah, Taki brings this over here. He points it over here, number two, that Rav Huttner has a sefer called Teres Nazir, which I think he wrote in his youth. And I think that kind of, you know, put Rav Huttner in the spotlight as a future God of Israel, that I believe he disagrees with his bir halacha. He's chelek on the rai of the bir halacha. And that is a famous bir halacha, that you want to say Krishna, someone's a Baal Tshuva from a foreign country, and they're not able to read Lashon HaKodesh yet, and they only speak Romanian. And they happen to be on a trip in Mexico, and they're still used to saying Kriya Shema in Romanian. It's not going to work, according to the Be'al Lacha. Either Lashon HaKodesh anywhere, or a foreign language in a country where they speak that language.
Or nothing?
That's what the Be'al Lacha says. It's one or the other. Okay.